Good afternoon to all. Just want to a few words before Shabbos. Looking back to Parshas Yisro, we find Vayovo Yisro Chosei Moshe. Yisro, the father-in-law Moshe, came and amidbar to the wilderness Asherhu Shchein Hashem, where Am Yisro were encamped. And the Pasuk tells us that Yisro gave up his prestigious position in Midian, his wealth, his home, his splendor, his riches, to join Am Yisrael in a desolate and dry desert. Why and what motivated him to actually come over there? The Pasuk tells us, Vayishma Yisro, Ma Shmua Shomu Uba, what did he hear that made him want to come? Because he understood that the Makas in Mitzrayim and the Nisib for Klal Yisrael, he was moved to join. Because Atzi Yodati, he said, I now know, Ki Godel Hashem Mikol Aleihem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all the gods that I have served and tested, Ki Badov Asher Zodu Aleihem, as to how he's dealt with the Egyptians. And therefore, I wish and I desire to convert to that belief in the one and only God, in the one and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolute sincerity, absolute conviction, to the extent of complete integration into Am Yisrael, even to the extent of adding his own parsha to the Torah of Atah Sechazah, even to the extent of receiving an extra letter to his name, a letter Vav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it from Yeser to Yisrael. This was Yisrael. This is what he'd given up, and this is what he became. And yet in this week's parsha, we seem to find that this Yisroi was behaving in exactly the opposite manner. Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking here, the Pasuk tells us, to Chayvav. Chayvav, says Rashi in Yisroi, he gets the name Chayvav from love, because he loved the Torah so much. And Moshe said to him, you Chayvav, my father-in-law, L'choy tonu, come with us to Eretz Yisrael. In 3 days' time, we hope to be making this trip to Eretz Yisrael directly. Come with us. And they tabnu loch, it will be good for you. Ki Hashem divatoyval Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has read and spoken that we're going to have goodness over Am Yisrael. You too are part of Am Yisrael. Come with us. Vayoyimah, says the Pasuk, Yisro said, Loi Eilech, I am not going to go there. Ki Imer Atzi ve'el Moladti Eilech, because I'm going back to my land and my birthplace. I have therefore had in that position, I have my property, I have my wealth, I have my position, my status. And therefore, I'm not going to give them up. I can't give them up. You say you want me to come with you to Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, when we get there, what am I going to have? To which shevet do I belong? Who is going to give me a vineyard and a field and property and wealth that I have now in my own country? Therefore, lo eilech. I would rather go back to where I belong. How can we understand this complete turnabout, to go back to a land where there's no Torah, where there's no God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the forsaken position and status, to give up all the ruchnius that he had just received from Har Sinai, from Matan Torah, all the godless that he's received and respect that he received in the Midbar, to go back to a golos, that in the short period of time, it seems on the surface that all his good intentions, all his genuine feelings and desires could be given up for worthless ideals. Similarly, we find a very interesting story that the Medrash, the Yalkut, brings down in Shemois. It tells us how Paroi, saved from Kriyas Yamsuf, at Echod, he was the one that was saved, eventually arrived into Nineveh and became their king there. And when the prophet Yonah comes to give them the message of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Gimel Yomim Nineveh Nehepechas, that in 3 days' time, Nineveh is going to be overturned because of the disaster of the way the people are behaving there. This generated a mass tshuva movement, right from the top, right from the king, resulted so deep and sincere, to the extent that even says the Medrash, that bricks that had been stolen and built into houses, the houses were demolished in order to return the bricks to their rightful owners. Ownerless treasures that are found in destroyed buildings underwent scrupulous intensive searches to find dependents and descendants of previous generations in order to return them to them. This repentance was so good and so great as to enjoy and to ensure that a reading of rescinding of the ultimate threat of destruction and the cause of the tshuva and shleimah lefanach which before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this in itself was sufficient. And possibly this is the reason why the Sefer is used for the Haftarah of Yom Kippur. And we quote this, Yah Hashem es Ma'aseyem, on every Tarnis, in order to show that the fasting itself is insufficient. It's the deeds of the people that have to be considered and changed. And yet again, the Medrash tells us that by 40 days later, 40 days after the decree had been rescinded, they had sunk back not only to their previous behavior, but even lower. How is it possible to fall from the highest level of perfection to the depths of degradation, and in such a short time? Rabbi, it's possible that the answer lies in a Medrash Tanchuma on last week's Sedzah. In last week's Sedzah we read, Vayhi b'yom kalos Moshe l'hakim es ha-mishkan. On the day that Moshe Rabbeinu finished erecting the Mishkan, that the Nesiim all brought along their kabbonos and their gifts for the Mishkan. And there was a wonderful celebration, a mood of atmosphere of wonder, the Mishkan had been completed. And yet the well-known principle that Chazal used, that wherever Parsha begins, Vayihi, Einai Ela Loshen Shel Tzar. This is an expression of pain, of disaster. And the Medrash tells us that Vayihi, Oivai, Oivai, B'yoyim Kalos Moshe Sahakim HaMishkan. Woe to the day, Oivai, to that day, when Moshe Rabbeinu finished erecting it. Woe? Why was this woe? What's this Vayihi? Surely celebration here. The Mishkan is up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing his Shechinah to Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, I'll tell you a moshel, to a king who had a very argumentative and complaining wife. He decided to ask her to make for him a beautiful cloak, a cloak which was newly embroidered and braided, such that she was able to wear at a coming event where he was going to be on display to all his subjects. She was extremely pleased with this charge that she had and the ability to do something. And she put every effort and every thought into producing the most beautiful and fitting coat for the king to wear. And when the king received it, he was so thrilled and wonderful that his marvelous job that his wife had done. But he sighed repeatedly, Oivei, Oivei, Oivei. And his wife wanted to know what was the cause of this sighing that she hears from him. Surely there's nothing wrong with it. And he said to her, no, the coat is absolutely beautiful. I'd be proud to wear it. But all the time you were occupied with the making of this cloak, it took up all your devotion, all your thoughts. But now that you're finished, I'm concerned that you return to your old ways of complaints and arguments. So too, says the Medrash, Vayhi b'yom kalos ha-mishkan. All the time that Am Yisrael were occupied with preparing, with bringing the goods in order to build this Mishkan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their machshavos, their thoughts, their desires, their activities were all directed solely to that. And therefore there were no complaints, no complaints about the mon, no complaints about the lack of food, no complaints about the lack of meat and the wonderful things that they had in Mitzrayim. Finished by Hebrew Yom Kalos HaMishkan. When the thoughts in that direction were completed now, the Mishkan was up. So once again, they returned to complaining, we've got no food, we've got no water, we've got no mon, we've got no meat. They would slip back into the old Derochim again. Oivei, Oivei. So too with Yisrael, so too with Nineveh. Once Yisrael had received Matan Torah, he had been there at the ultimate of perfection. No longer did he have that same urge to desire to do something, to take on this belief anymore. So too, he prepared to go back. And similarly with Nineveh, the goal which demanded that they should remove this decree of destruction from them involved Tshuva, so that Tshuva was absolute, complete, total. But once they reached the goal, then that desire, that motivation has dropped, and they go back to where they were, and even if not lower. A purposeless goal to survival, this has got to be tackled and develops a coping strategy. But once that had been reached, and it's no longer prioritized, then the vacuum left behind becomes the breeding ground for disenchantment and return in full force to the old ways. Rabbeinu, we too. Now we find ourselves in a situation that slowly but surely restrictions are being lifted. We can see a glimmer of light and hope at the end of this dark tunnel of the last 3 months. And the pressures to survive and adjust our lives to the very stringent conditions of isolation from friends, from schools, from minyonim, from shiurim, from learning, from chaverim. This is being reduced. But we have become used to living in this strange environment. And because we have become used to living it, it's produced in us some very practical and put strengths of character that we have not seen before. We have positive modes of behavior. We have used our opportunities to increase our learning by Zoom and various other methods. We have increased chesed to those who are in need, those who needed it most in this particular day. We have increased our kavonot b'tfilah when we daven by ourselves, when we haven't got a rush, when we're not being bothered and troubled by other activities. This has strengthened our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives to help us overcome what we have been left with. But, Rabbi Yisai, the danger is that once the curtain goes up completely, we will return to our old ways, our old ways of completely unacceptable behavior in our interaction with others, Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, and Bein Odom L'Amokim as well. A reduction and a possible loss of all that has been gained in the danger that we have just gone through. And this danger is even greater. It's a danger that we cannot dismiss, that we have to keep sure in our own minds to make sure that we do not go down into the old ways. If we are aware of this danger, if we even look, and by admitting that already we are seeing certain antisocial behaviors, we are seeing that our garden minyanim today are taking on the appearances of all the faults in our shuls of the past. And this has charged us with another enthusiasm and power to ensure that the change for the better in our lives and in our behavior over this past period should remain reinforced in our lives in the future by strengthening our commitment to all that is positive that we have gained in this period of time. And with this sechus, HaKadosh Baruch will bring him out a Yeshua, because he can be sure that we have learned our lesson and we can justify it by a return to a life of Torah and mitzvahs in normal conditions. B'nei v'yomeinu, amen.